'Twas the night before Christmas, and to his chagrin, Santa looked out the window and found he was snowed in. To Google he went for help with the snow, but Santa was unaware he reached the snowplow show.
"My driveway needs plowing, my sidewalk snow blown."
"We'll be there soon, Santa, now hang up the phone."
Santa looked up and was then filled with fear. The corporate shuttle torched all of his reindeer.
"You killed all our reindeer,"
the old woman said.
"Just shut the fuck up and bake cookies instead."
"I regret jumping fell when he tripped on the cat. In his drunken stupor, he squished Santa flat."
King Richard tried hard to be thoughtful and nice. He misunderstood and called agents of ICE.
"I'm ready for takeoff,"
Queen Olga then said.
"There are no other options since Santa is dead."
They stocked the sleigh full of used burner phones, Kenny Loggins CDs, and rusty trombones. Out of the sky, like a downed satellite, fell an Amazon drone that ended their flight. And that was the tale of the last Christmas we had, thanks to the phone losers and their co-worker, Chad.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, is this Royco Trucking?
No.
No! No! Oh. Fuck you.
How you doing?
Shit.
I am the Easter Bunny.
Shit. Well, where? No, you're not.
Whoa. Shit, fuck.
Because you're not?
Fuck.
Oh, Lord. You get off of my phone.
My mother is retarded.
Supervisor, immediately!
I don't give a shit what other people do!
Well, no, that's not good business. You bring it to our house.
You throw the box on side the road.
No!
Side the road.
What is this bullshit?
I'm sick of your bullshit. I'm hanging up.
Yeah.
Immediately!
But thanks, okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for being an unhelpful cunt.
Yeah.
Hi! Hello, is Mary Brown.
It's not just business.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Brad, and this is episode 603. It's brought to you by Omni, Dirty Syringe, Fun Society Arcade, Christine, and Chris J. Those are the sponsors of today's show from the patreon.com/phonelosers and the other things. Thanks to them for supporting the show. Also, thanks to the new person who signed up, Mr. Eat Fuck, signed up a few days ago. Thanks, Mr. Eat Fuck. So that thing you heard on the beginning of today's show, you know, usually I play an old prank on the beginning of the show. Today I played a weird Christmas thing, which was created by I Regret Jumping, I guess with help from King Richard and Olga. And it had several of us doing the voices, like I Regret Jumping, Mr. Biggs, me, Devin Anastart, King Richard, Olga, and Cody No Name. And you're really missing out if you don't watch the video of this. I'm going to put a link in the show notes. There's a whole video to it. Olga made a bunch of art for it. It looks really good. And you should pretty much just pause this show right now and go watch it. It's on I Regret Jumping's YouTube channel. It's called A PLA Christmas, and it'll be in the show notes on snowplowshow.com. Thanks, everybody who made that. I did a show this week with Daisy. It seems like forever ago since Christmas has happened since then. But on December 23rd, I did a show with Daisy on her channel, mixler.com/Daisy's Dungeon. It was kind of fun. We made some calls. I was on her show for a little bit last night, too, with Total Second and Wasted Memory. And it looks like the only show on her show reel is the one called This is Total Second's Show, which is last night's. What the hell? I guess I can link to that. Is it on our Patreon or something? Let me check. Oh my god, I'm getting a call right now. I'll explain this in a minute. Let me answer this call. Hello?
What are you little fucks doing today?
What do you mean?
What do you think I mean?
Why are you so
Who do you think you're talking to?
Why are you so angry, sir?
Oh, thanks for calling me, sir. Last night you called me a cocksucker.
Oh, I know. Like, we were just messing around. We were just drinking and making pranks. It was kind of fun. You know, I thought...
Yeah, well, you guys know what? You guys know what you did?
What?
I did tell you last night that you're going to have a little visit from the CSI, your fucking Homeland Security down there.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think you're probably,
you wait. You're dreaming. Wait. It's coming there, kid.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what, if this ever happens again, I will find you.
Listen.
And I will rip your head off and shit in the fucking hole.
Now, see, that's the thing I should call Homeland Security about, is you threatening to rip my head off and calling me repeatedly after we just called you one time. It was just a single prank. We thought you were enjoying it. We thought you were having fun with us.
One time you guys called me six fucking times last night, you little fucking idiot.
That's not true. We only called you once.
You're fucking right it is. I got a call log here that says that.
Oh, but you were
having... You can go fuck right off.
But I thought you were having fun with
us. You will. You're going to get in trouble with the fucking government here. This is international shit you guys are fucking with.
No, it's just a single phone call we made to you.
You better go off there, kid.
Kid?
Get out of your mom and dad's fucking pocket.
I just don't understand why you're so angry. Like you were having fun with us. You were saying silly old man things.
It's fucking Christmas time, man, and you do shit like that. That ain't funny.
You were doing.
You guys are sick right to the fucking bone.
You were doing old manisms. You were telling like funny jokes and all kinds of things. I just don't get why you're angry now. Like you were going along with it when we talked to you.
What was so funny about the jokes?
I was.
You finally figured out how to pull your bottom lip over your forehead and be a real cunt.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. You kept saying things like that on the show. It was really funny.
Well, those were meant, because you were being a little fucking idiot. You and your buddies and your girlfriend.
But we liked you.
Well, too bad. I don't fucking like you.
Daisy's not my girlfriend. I'm gay.
Why, no doubt.
Well, hey, don't say it like it's an insult. I'm proud of my gayness.
Hey, whatever blows your hair back, young man. But don't be fucking with people like this. Not everybody's got that sense of humor like you do.
Well, why don't you just hang up instead of hanging out with us?
You fly your flag any way you want.
Listen, you hung out with us for like 30 minutes. We thought you were having fun. And now it's like a big international crime?
Yeah, it is. What you guys did was.
Okay, well, I can't.
They'll figure it out. You'll have a visit.
I can't wait for Homeland Security to show up and tell me to stop making prank calls to some grouchy old man in Canada.
I don't know. You're probably being monitored right now.
Yeah, probably. I don't give a shit. So you just miss us? Is that why you're calling back?
Okay, there you go. It was a nice little chat.
Yeah.
I just wondered if you'd answer the fucking phone today.
Yeah, I answered the phone, didn't I?
Well, for being gay, you got fairly big balls.
Oh, thanks. That's so nice of you.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas to you, too, and happy Boxing Day.
Thanks.
Okay.
Adios.
Hey, cheer up, okay? Cheer up. You know, be a happy person.
I'm so fucking happy I can just shit.
You don't
Especially
sound...
Especially in that fucking hole where your neck used to be.
You don't sound very happy. You sound really, really
Have
grouchy.
Have the best of the season.
You sound like a grouchy old man.
I am grouchy at you.
Aww.
I wish you were right here.
Don't be like that.
I wish
that.
You were right here.
Don't be like that. Come
I
on.
I wish I could reach through the phone, you little fuck.
That's just rude. Come on.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to
you.
Maybe talk to you next year.
Hey, I love you. Was that permission to call you back next year?
You. Maybe.
Okay. I'll see you like
depends
it.
If you, depends if you be a good boy or a girl, whatever you decide. Maybe.
Okay.
I'll have to talk to Santa.
All right, I'll talk to you a year from today. Oh, he hung up. Holy shit, what a coincidence for him to be calling right as I'm recording the intro. That was from last night's show. That wasn't from Monday's show. I'll put a link to both Daisy's Mixler and Daisy's Patreon. I think the show from the 23rd is on her Patreon, and I think the show from last night is on her Mixler. The show from last night had that guy in it, and he seriously hung out with us for like 30 minutes. And he seemed very amused with us, but then after we hung up on him, he just started getting pissed, and he called us repeatedly and made threats on our voicemail. It was not very cool, and I wasn't the one calling him, so I'm not the one that's going to have Homeland Security coming to my door. That's all on Daisy. She was just spoofing my phone number, and that's why I'm getting his calls. So, link in the show notes, snowplowshow.com. I think that's all of the announcements I have today, so let's get started with today's show.
It's a Radio Shack Merry Christmas.
I solved all my gift problems at Radio Shack's Christmas electronics sale. Got my son two-way bass reflex speakers. Half price for only $39.95 each. For my daughter, a cordless telephone. On sale, $69.95. I got my wife a dual alarm clock radio. Sale price, $34.95. I even got myself a full-size solar calculator. With memory, on sale, only $8.88. Super sale.
A Christmas electronics sale.
Today, I'm going to call people in a mall because I know you're not tired of me calling people in a mall. I got a mall directory that somebody sent to me, an anonymous person emailed to me, and we're going to call numbers out of this mall. It's a pretty large mall, and ever since the last show, I've been really wanting to try car dings, so I'm going to try at least a few car dings. I think that's what I'm going to start out with at least, because I can't remember who it was, but somebody in the live show I was doing sort of gave me the idea to try car dings again by just saying that the mall told me which car was yours. I dinged it. Oops. But since it's still Christmas, I mean, it's right after Christmas, I'm going to continue to be Santa. I doubt Santa is still in the malls, but I'm going to do it anyway. I could say he's there, processing all the refunds for the photos. You know, after Christmas, that's when people come back and try and get the refunds for the photos. I think that's how it works.
Academy Sports, this is Jenna.
Hey, Jenna. This is the Santa, you know, over by the Dillard's.
Uh-huh.
The mall office, they told me which car was yours. I accidentally dinged your car. I'm sorry about that.
Out front here?
Yeah. I was doing this, I was doing this event for the people, because they just got me doing silly things now that photos are over. And, I hooked up a tow rope to your car, and I towed your car with my sleigh. And it just kind of messed up the bumper a little. It's like just a tiny little scratch.
What car?
Your car. The mall office told me which one was yours. So I'm sorry about that.
Okay, who are you at?
What?
Who are you asking for?
Jenna. Is this Jenna? Are you not,
I'll be right outside.
Are you not Jenna?
You better hope there's nothing wrong with my car.
Man, don't yell at me.
If you're playing with me and I come outside, I'm going to be, like, super angry.
Why would you be angry? I'm calling to apologize and give you my insurance.
Are you still outside?
No, I'm inside using the phone now. But I just towed your car, like, up the row, and then I was going to tow it back. But I scraped it on a pole. It was just this tiny little scrape. You know?
Okay, there's nobody by my car. There's not been anybody by my car. So I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Who actually you're looking for? Can you tell me what car you towed?
How do you know that? You're not even out there.
Because my best friend was sitting in her car directly next to my car.
Your best friend?
So I'm pretty sure you've got the wrong person.
Your best friend is a lying bitch.
Hold on.
Why?
Stop by your local academy or head to academy.com today.
Okay, I'm just going to hang up. This isn't going well so far. But I mean, it's kind of going well. This could work out, you know? And I kind of want them to call me out for still being at the mall, even though Christmas is over. I could just be like, yeah, I signed a contract. I'm here for the entire month, so I have to be here every day until the 31st. So I'm just out in the parking lot fucking around with people's cars.
Calling.
Hi, this is Millie and Aaron. Okay, whatever. What's up?
Oh, hey, Billy.
Millie.
That's what I said. Yeah. I'm calling.
Oh, sorry.
I'm the Santa at the malls. I'm calling from Claire's. They're letting me use their phone.
Uh huh.
The mall office told me which car was yours. I accidentally dinged your car. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't. That's not my car.
Well, they told me it was.
Wait, what?
They told me it was. You didn't drive today?
No, I actually did not drive today.
Oh, is it the other girl then? It must be the other girl.
Yeah, was it a red car?
Yeah, the red one.
Oh, crud.
Oh,
okay.
She's going to be crushed.
Hold on, let me call her over.
Just like
hey,
her car.
Bri, can you get over here, please?
What's her name again, Bri?
I'm all fan of her car. I got bad news, friend. Here, I'll let him break it to you. Hello?
Hello, is it Bree?
Yes?
I'm the mall Santa over by the Dillard's.
Mm-hmm.
And the mall, they told me which car is yours. I slightly dinged your car.
Oh my God.
So sorry.
It's just a little
ding, you know?
Okay, could I just get your phone number, and if there's, like, I'm just going to look at the damage, and if there's nothing bad with it, it's fine if there is.
Yeah.
And can I just get your name?
Sure. Santa, S-A-N-T-A.
Give me 1 second. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
The phone number is going to have a country code to it, because I live at the North Pole. It's country code 6845.
Wait, what?
God, this is Santa. I do the photos in the mall. You know, the little kids come up and we take photos together.
Yeah.
So I was doing this event out in the parking lot where I was towing your car up one of the aisles.
Uh-huh.
We were taking video of it and stuff for YouTube.
Okay.
And I towed your car with my sleigh. You know, I have like a pretend type sleigh that I have here at the mall parked. You've seen that out there, right?
No.
Oh, yeah. So we hooked up a tow rope from the sleigh and, like, just kind of towed your car up because they're betting me. These people are betting me that
they're literally a prank.
Is this what?
The pin for the back. Oh, 2823. Yeah.
What's the pin?
Oh, no, that's just...
No, what is
give
it?
Give me 1 second.
What's the pin for the back? I'm just kidding. Don't tell me. I'm a felon. I think that'd be considered hacking.
It's the guy that does the same stuff for the mall.
Oh, okay. So, I'm sorry. Could I just get your phone number, please?
Oh, sure. Country code 2689.
You said 2689?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then the phone number is 931.
Mm-hmm.
4867.
Okay.
81.
Mm-hmm.
23333469. 420.
Cool. Where is the phone?
Okay.
6666.
Okay.
00178.
Mm-hmm.
31682.
Okay.
482.
Uh-huh.
11269. Oh yeah.
Is that it?
No, it's not. It's not. It's in a different country.
Okay.
So you have to dial the country code first. You have to dial 011. All right, and then after that, it's 00259 465
45 45. Okay. 421. You said, it was 4545 and then what after that?
421.
Mm-hmm.
2982.
Okay.
11153.
Mm-hmm.
7.
Okay.
That's it.
And what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Santa. S-A-N.
No, I mean like your actual name.
No, until the 31st, I am Santa. I am under contract to be Santa Claus here in the mall until December 31st of this year.
He literally saying he can't give me his real name.
Because I'm Santa. I can't break the illusion. I can't break the illusion for the kids. There's kids in the store.
Yeah, I understand, but I really need to have your real name.
Millie, can you get her and Julie?
S-A-N-T-A.
No, like your actual name.
Okay, it's Greg.
How do you spell your name?
G-R-E-G-G. Grega.
Okay, and your last name?
Thompson.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell that?
It's Thompson.
Okay, and then I'll just...
And, like, the damage isn't even that bad. You're probably not even going to care. It's just, it's like a little scratch in the bumper because the tow rope pulling up against it.
Yeah, no. I completely
I was towing it really, really fast. And then I stopped. I braked really fast, and your car just bumped right into me. Basically, your car hit me.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what was the number again?
The phone number?
Yeah.
Ah, here we go again.
Was that your actual number?
Yeah, yeah. Country code 2689.
Uh huh.
931.
Mhm.
4867.
Mhm.
81233343469420.
Mhm.
666. 600178 31682 482 11269.
Okay.
I can't believe you didn't write this down the first time. 00259.
Okay.
465-4545. I can't do this anymore. It's just a prank call, okay? It's just a prank call.
Okay,
just,
yeah.
Just hang up the stupid phone. Just hang it up.
Is this like a prank call? Like,
yeah.
What's wrong?
Well, I'm just going to say it's a prank call because I'm tired of dealing with this. You know, I'm Santa. Okay. I shouldn't have to deal with things like insurance and all that.
Could somebody get somebody at the register, please? Okay.
So, yeah, your car didn't get hit. It's just a joke. And there goes Bree. I actually wrote down that phone number as I was saying it up in the browser bar, so that's why I had it on hand again when she asked. But I think this whole carding idea is going to go a lot better when I'm not saying I'm Santa Claus. That'll make it a little bit more believable, probably.
Thank you for calling our Pastel. This is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley. This is I'm the Santa here in the mall, you know, over by the Dillard's.
Uh-huh.
And you haven't come down for your photograph yet?
What do you mean?
You're supposed to come down for your photograph. So I'm just calling up all the people who in the mall who have not come down for their photograph yet. You need to come down
here. We weren't made aware that the company needs to send someone, and I don't think we'll be able to today.
Oh, no, you have to. It's mall policy.
It's mall policy for employees to take a photo with Santa.
Correct. Yeah, you can just pay for like the smallest package. It's not like you have to pay a lot. It's just like $9.99. But
I was gonna say, well, we're not interested. And we don't have time to take a photo with Santa.
You're not interested in Santa during the Christmas holiday season.
I was going to say, I'm actually in the middle of ringing up a customer.
Okay. The mall wanted me to talk to customers just to spread some holiday cheer now that I don't have a lot to do since everyone's done with their photos. Can you put the customer on?
Well, I'm one of the managers of the store. Yep. So, and I'm saying we're not interested in taking a photograph with Santa today.
I'll just talk to the customer then. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
What? I don't think she understood what I was asking. What a big old Grinch.
This is Peter. How can I help you?
Hey, Peter. This is Santa, you know, over by the Dillard's. I'm the mall Santa this year.
Okay.
I'm calling to let you know I'm going to be bringing in my cell phone and charging cord and all that in just a minute. I'm going to be plugging it into your wall.
I'm sorry, what?
I need to charge my cell phone. I'm going to be plugging it into your wall.
At American Eagle?
Correct, yeah. I'm just going to bring it in there. I'm just going to plug it in.
Okay, I mean, you could just use the mall office. We wouldn't be responsible
for
anything.
No, you don't have to watch it or anything. I'm just going to plug it in up there. Well, shit, Christmas is over. People just start treating Santa like complete garbage. I see how it is. I don't know where I expected that one to go.
Bag and bag and...
Hey there, this is Santa over by the Dillard's. You know,
uh-huh.
I'm doing the photos this year.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I need to charge my cell phone. I'm going to bring it over to your store and just plug it in on the into the wall.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
You're a long way from us, though.
I know, but I'm going to run an extension cord.
No, we're down by Nordstrom's.
I know. It's like the mall maintenance people, they gave me a really long extension cord. It's the one they use for their floor buffing machines.
And you're outside of Dillard's?
Yeah.
Okie doke.
Yeah, I'm going to run an extension cord all the way down.
That's interesting. Okie doke.
Why is it interesting?
Because that's a long way.
Well,
it's a half a mile.
Yeah, so what? They've got a half a mile long extension cord. I mean, it's like several
okay.
They plug together.
We'll see you when you get here.
Okay. Is that going to be an issue?
No.
Okay.
I'm surprised you can't find something closer.
You don't? Do you pay for your own electricity?
No, the mall does.
Okay, good. Because between you and me, I'm going to be plugging a lot more than my cell phone in there.
Okay.
So
on this extension cord, well, I don't know if they have that many outlets. I've got one big one.
Yeah,
two.
Yeah. Just don't unplug it because that could cause catastrophic failures here.
Okie doke.
Your lights are probably going to go a little bit dim once I power this thing up.
Okay. Why don't you go to Claire's? I'm wondering.
Why would I go to Claire's?
Because that's where you're calling from.
No, they're just letting me use their phone because my phone's dead.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Sure.
Well.
But yeah, lights, you're going to see your lights just kind of periodically dimming.
Okay.
And then brightening back up to like a higher than average brightness.
All right.
Okay. So I'm going to be over soon with the extension cord.
Okay, what's the mall going to do when somebody trips over this cord?
We're going to tape it down. We're not stupid. We're gonna have it like along the sides, you know?
Okay.
Like through all the places that people walk, we're going to tape it down
all
with
right.
duct tape.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is fine with you. Okay, good.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Have a nice night, day, whatever.
Okay.
All right. Bye. I got to cut that out. I should say that I'm going to plug it in into an outlet in their store, but then I'm going to run the extension cord next door and have the phone setting in the store next door. And when they ask why, I just tell them not to worry about it. It's my business. Stay out of my fucking business, lady.
Good afternoon, Bear Minerals. May I help you?
Hey there. This is this is Santa here at the mall. You know, I'm doing the photos this year.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just packing up my throne and all the photography equipment and, you know, the velvet ropes and carpets and, you know, just the whole scene, the whole thing.
Yeah.
We're packing it up because Christmas is over.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be putting that in your store just for a few days till the people come by with trucks to get it.
Is this a joke?
No, I wouldn't kid.
And why would you be doing that?
Because we just need a place to put it, just for a few days. Because there's like a company that delivers this stuff to each of the malls.
Uh-huh.
And they've got to pick it up, too. So they're going to be coming by to pick it up from you. So you'll know who they are. They have ID and everything. They'll probably be coming by maybe Monday or Tuesday.
Huh. So this was approved by the mall management?
No.
Or
you just need a place to put it.
Okay.
So
our store has no room for that.
Well, it's not going to take up that much room. It's just, it's like a big throne and just all the props and stuff, all the fake snow and fences and garbage that they put around me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be all packed up.
What?
Into crates.
What's your name?
Santa.
Okay. Do you have a phone number, Santa?
Yeah. country code 2689. And then it's 438-5987-6125-0002-816.
Can I put you on hold a second?
Okay. I hear some fast steps. Some fast stepping. Some irritated footsteps. What is she doing? What are you doing, ma'am? Angrily wadding up papers? Did she hear that? I think she hung up on me. Did you hang up on me, ma'am? Oh.
Hello?
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 Hi. What's going on? What'd you do?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Can you just... I'm sorry. What were you saying?
What do you mean, what was I saying? I've been sitting in here on hold.
Okay, so what was it that you were going to do?
What are you talking about?
Who is this?
You don't remember any of that?
No.
I was just calling to find out if you sold those things. Because we checked and you said you were sold out of them. You know, like a couple days before Christmas. Hello? There was a full 2 minutes of her walking. I just heard footsteps the whole time, and I'm not sure where she went. I didn't hear her talk to anyone, I don't think, unless she muted me or something. Maybe she walked over to the mall office, and she's trying to get me to say crazy things to prove how crazy I am. I'm sure I'm going to delete most of that out, all those just nonstop footsteps of her walking someplace. I don't even know how her phone went that far. Wasn't it a store phone?
Friends and nobody.
Hey, Barnes & Noble, this is Santa. I'm the one playing Santa here in the mall this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in your bathroom right now.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to flush down some of these books from your store down the toilet. And they won't seem to go.
You're trying to flush our books down the toilet?
Well, just the ones on Christianity, because they go against what I believe in as a Santa.
Okay.
So, like, They were flushing at first, because I was ripping them up. I'm not stupid. I'm not putting the whole books in. I'm just, flushing it. Yeah, the water's coming up. It just keeps coming back up, and it's overflowing onto the floor.
Oh, it sounds like they went down to me.
Well, you don't know how a toilet works. You're a woman.
I'm sorry?
I'm just saying it's like, it's not going down. It's flushing, but then the water comes back up.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, why isn't
I would
there
just leave them there.
Why isn't there a plunger in here? Well, I want to flush the rest of these books down.
Well, then why don't you move on to the next stall?
There's somebody in the next stall.
Okay, then wait for them to come out.
Well, they've been in there forever. I don't want to be rude.
Well, then I guess you're going to be there forever, too.
Okay, well, you don't have to be a bitch about it, ma'am.
Well, you just called us to let us know that you're flushing our books down the toilet, so I don't know how you expect me to react.
Okay, well, I was just wondering why there's not a plunger in here, and, like, what kind of Mickey Mouse toilets do you have in your stores that they can't even flush paper?
That's well, maybe you should try to use your hands, then.
Oh, that's just rude.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, love you. Wow. The lady's not respecting my religious beliefs as a Santa.
Hey, this is Sabrina from Box Lunch. How can I help you?
Hey, Sabrina. This is the Santa here in the mall.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, over by the Dillard's.
Okay.
The mall office, they gave me your information because I accidentally dinged your car out in the parking lot while we're doing an event.
Oh, I see. My car, Sabrina?
Yes, your car. They told me.
Oh, okay.
Which car was yours? So sorry about that.
Okay, is it the red car?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So it's just dinging?
Well, it's like on the hubcap. I was doing this speed round. Like I'm just contracted to be here at the mall for the rest of the month, so I'm just passing the time, and I took off all your hubcaps.
Oh, okay.
And I tried to put them on as fast as I could. There were people filming me, and I guess I got carried away, and I just punched at one of your hubcaps too hard, putting it back on, and I dented it with my fist, basically.
Okay, wait, what was this for?
It's just, you know, I'm just, like, wandering around the mall talking to people, because nobody's doing photos anymore.
Uh-huh.
And this guy bet me that he's like, I bet you couldn't take all the hubcaps off of just one of these cars and put them on, like, you know, within, I forget what he said, like 2 minutes or something.
Okay.
And I'm like, yes, I could. So I picked your car.
How do you know that this was my car?
Because the mall office told me. They have records of, like, all the employees' cars.
Oh, okay. Got you.
So I asked all them, right. And they said, yep, that's an employee's car.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry about that.
So is it dented?
Well, it's more of a just a I wouldn't call it a dent. It's more of a just a it's like a little concave. It's just a punch mark. I punched it on there with the palm of my hand real fast.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Okay. That's fine.
It was just for a bet. Like I got $20 out of it. Because I actually...
Yeah, but, like, that's still somebody's car.
Yeah,
like,
but...
It doesn't matter if it's a bet. Like, go do that to your own car.
Well, I don't even drive a car.
Okay, well, still, that's not cool.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Like, there's no real excuse for that. Yeah. Okay, well,
I wouldn't have bothered even calling you to let you know that I did it, but there's people filming. You know, normally I'm the type that would just walk away from that. I'd be like, not my problem. But I had to since...
Well, thank you for calling me.
Yeah, I left a note.
I appreciate it.
I had to leave a note.
I appreciate you calling me.
People are watching. I had to leave a note.
Oh, just because people are watching, you have to leave a note? Okay.
I did one of those things where I left a note where I just explained that I'm leaving a note and I didn't really tell you who I am. So that's what that's about if you see that. But now you know who I am. I'm the Santa downstairs by the Dillard's.
Okay. Okay,
what did that guy just say about drunk driving?
It was my manager.
Oh, sounds like your manager is an asshole.
He's just joking around. Yeah. He's just joking around. Yeah, you heard it.
Yeah.
You think
your manager needs to shut his fucking mouth, doesn't he?
Well, he's just joking around. He meant that as a joke.
Yeah, sounds like he doesn't know what a joke is.
Okay, so...
I put him on the phone.
All right, well, I appreciate you apologizing, and I appreciate you calling.
Okay, yeah, you can probably just pull the hubcap off there and, like, just push out the little... Not a dent, the little hand indentation.
Okay,
It's just, you know, it's fine. Just banging out with the hammer. Get one of those rubber mallets. I think they sell them over at Sears. Oh, wait, Sears doesn't exist.
Okay, well, I hope you learn from this experience.
Oh, thank you.
Really, like, going forward, to not punch your hand in somebody's car for a bet.
Well, the hubcap, not the car.
The hubcap, yeah. I hope you learn from this, and don't do that again, because not cool. But I really appreciate you calling me and apologizing.
No,
I appreciate
that's
that.
No problem. I appreciate
but
you being
I really
so
do hope. Yeah, I really do hope from my end that like you learn from this and don't do this again.
I won't. I promise. Thank you so much.
Okay.
For being so nice about it.
Okay.
Not telling the mall office.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to your manager now.
No, I think he's good. All right.
Well, I want to give him a
Goodbye.
Piece of my mind.
Okay. I feel like I'm rusty with this whole carding thing because, I mean, it might be because I seem to have lost my carding notes. Like, I used to have this giant notepad of all the carding ideas, and I thought it was on the same notepad that I had all the other ideas on, but all the carding notes seem to be gone, and I wouldn't just delete them just because I haven't done cardings in a couple years. So I'm very confused about that. I don't know what happened to them. Hopefully I can figure that out soon. But yeah, I'm doing things that I've done before in the past for carding ideas. Swapping out hubcaps and towing cars, and what else have I done in the past? I remember I ate my lunch on that one lady's car. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna eat my lunch on someone's car. And wouldn't you know it, the hood dented in.
Thanks for calling the Buckle. This is Melissa.
Hey, Melissa. This is the Santa over by the Dillard's. You know I'm doing the photos this year at the mall?
Yeah. What's up?
Well, the mall office gave me your information because I accidentally dinged your car out in the parking lot a little bit ago.
Okay.
So I'm sorry about that.
Perfect. No, that's okay. Do you want me to just come down and get your insurance information, or how do you want to do that?
Yeah, I guess you could do that. I was sitting on your hood, though. I was eating my lunch out there.
Uh-huh.
I was just sitting on top of your hood, and I guess I don't know my own weight because the hood just kind of caved in a little bit. It's just a little dent. It'll probably just pop right back out.
Okay.
It's probably fine.
Uh-oh. You just picked a random car to sit on?
Yeah. Yours looked nice and flat. I felt like I could just sit on it and eat my lunch.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So you said you worked down at the Santa office?
Yeah. Well, I'm in the Santa, I'm sitting in the throne usually, but there's not a lot of people taking photos, so I took an extended lunch break today. Just sat on your car and ate my lunch.
Perfect.
Stuff.
Well, do you want to come down to the Buckle?
No. No. I was also eating, Indian food.
Okay.
And I spilled a little bit of it. You know, like, those little grills, like, up by your windshield?
The what?
You know, the little slots, little holes up by your windshield. I spilled a little bit of my lunch into those, whatever those are called.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, totally fine. Thank you. So you were just calling to let me know?
I was calling to apologize.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. So you want to come down here and give me your insurance information, or do you want me to come down to you?
You can come down here if you want.
What's your first and last name?
I don't think you even need my insurance, though. It's just like a little dent in the hood.
Okay, that's totally fine, just in case. What's your first name again?
Well, you don't have to make a big deal out of nothing. It's just like a little, it'll probably just go away on its own.
Okay, but just in case it doesn't, what is your first name?
Santa, S-A-N-T-A.
Okay, and then what's your real first name?
Well, no, I'm Santa in the mall this year, and I pretty much just stay in character.
Isn't Santa done?
Well, I'm contractually obligated to be here until the 31st.
Okay.
So I'm here, but I'm not really doing a whole lot. There's not people coming by for photos anymore.
Yeah, okay, well, that's fine.
So I'm forgiven? Like, I don't have to do anything?
Nope, you're not forgiven, but thank you.
Well, what are you going to do then? Like, you don't have to do, like, you don't have to make a big deal out of it.
Happy holidays and Buckle, this is Scott.
Hey, where's Melissa?
May I ask who's calling?
This is Santa down by the Dillard's.
Okay. All right, and okay, so I'm Scott. I'm the district manager for here at the Buckle.
Yeah, that's
so
nice, honey.
You were involved in an accident, is that correct?
Well, it wasn't an accident. I was sitting on her hood eating my lunch.
Why would you be sitting on her hood eating lunch?
Because...
Okay, I will tell you what. I'm going to call security, and I will have security come down and talk to you, because that is not okay.
No.
And I will share with you that...
Look.
That we will call the police.
Security knows that I do this. I don't have a lot to do after the photos are done. So I was just being whimsical. I was just, you know, like for the people,
okay.
You know, they walk by and they see me and they wave. There's like, oh, there's Santa on someone's
hood.
Well,
I have your phone number, so I will call the police and I will have the police actually give them that information for your phone number.
Why
this will not happen again.
Why are you going to do that if this is just a prank call, you idiot?
Oh, and okay, so why do you feel like it's okay to prank call people?
Because.
And why do you feel it's okay to call me an idiot?
I'm
going to tell you
because you're being kind of
not okay, and I will tell you that if you call this number one more time, we will call the police.
Oh, don't do that. I won't call back.
All right,
I just,
thanks very much.
Hey, I'm a friend. I'm a friend of Melissa's, you idiot. Put her on.
Oh, hang on just a second.
Okay, hurry up.
It's a friend of yours.
Who is it?
Melissa, it's Santa.
Who is it really, though?
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not a friend of yours. He was just, like, saying all this nonsense about calling security and calling the police. And
he's not a friend of mine. He was kidding.
All right, we defused that situation. That was a close one.
We're having a magical day at Walt Disney Store. This is Tony. Can I help you?
Hey, Tony, this is Santa over here by the Dillards.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're doing the photos all month. We're packing up all our stuff now. We're going to bring it over to your store and just kind of leave it inside there for a few days.
Pack what up?
You know, like my throne and all the scenery stuff, the snow, the fence, the pony.
We can't put anything in our... We can't take any of your stuff, I don't believe.
Oh, no, there's
room. We don't have anywhere to put it.
No, there's room. Like, we'll just move some things around. We'll help you move it. We'll just move some displays, push them over.
Yeah, no, we can't do that.
Well, no, it's...
Yeah, we can't put your stuff in our store.
Well, it's just going to be till like, maybe Tuesday, because there's going to be a company comes by in their truck and picks it all up. We can't leave it out in the middle of the mall.
Well, we can't put it... We aren't able to put other people's store stuff in our stuff in our store.
Why not?
That would be because that would be against our rules.
Whose rule? No, you're just making this up. Like, what, do you hate Christmas?
No.
Okay, well, it's just going to be for a few days. It's all in boxes.
You need to call the mall office and talk to them about that, okay?
No,
would you like mall security's phone number?
No, I don't. Like, last year we put it in Claire's and they were fine with it.
Well, then, hang on just a second.
Why? What are you doing?
Yeah, we're not going to be able to take that, so you're going to have to find somewhere else to put
it,
okay?
Oh, no, we're coming down with it. Like, we've already got it loaded up. We got some men here. We're going to wheel it in, and they're going to move some of your shelves around.
Well, we'll get it. We'll call the mall office, and then we'll work that out when you get here, okay? Thanks.
Okay, well, why are you being like that? Why do you hate Christmas?
I'm not being like that. I'm just following the rules of my store. You cannot. I couldn't take your stuff anyway because it's not my stuff. So you just go call the mall office, and then you bring somebody from the mall office down, and then we will talk about it. Okay.
You just gotta watch my stuff for a few days. Jeez, fucking Disney.
The description for this Disney store, you know, like each store at the mall has a description on the website, and their description, it's like, the Disney Store retail chain is owned and operated in the United States by Disney Store USA LLC, and in Canada by Disney Store Canada Inc. Disney Store is an affiliate of Disney Consumer Products, the business segment that extends the Disney brand to merchandise. There are currently more than 200 Disney Store locations in North America, each offering a magical shopping experience that can only be delivered by Disney, and then in parentheses, New York Stock Exchange, DIS, one of the world's largest and most successful entertainment companies. What a magical and whimsical store to shop at. The Disney Store. New York Stock Exchange, DIS.
Thanks for calling Eddie Bell. This is Renee. How can I help you?
Hey, Renee? Is that who this is?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, this is Santa over by the Dillard's.
This is who?
Santa over by the Dillard's.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I'm doing the photos this year as Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
The mall office said I had to call and apologize to you.
Oh. Why? Hold on just for a second, okay?
Why? How come? What are you doing? Where are you going?
I'm going to get the supervisor.
Oh, no, it's for you personally. Rena, or however you pronounce that.
Renee?
Yeah, Renee, yeah. Yeah, they wanted me to call and apologize to Renee.
Why?
Because they looked up your car, and they saw that it was your car. Because I was... Yeah, I was in your car out in the parking lot. I was just in there eating my lunch and smoking.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and they're like, is this your car? And I'm like, no, and... I guess they looked up, they know who all the employees' cars are. They told me I had to apologize, so I'm just calling to apologize. It's no big deal. I was just in there eating my lunch.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so it probably smells like curry. I was eating curry.
Okay.
And having a cigar.
But how did you get in my car?
I think it was unlocked.
No, it wasn't. I locked my car door before I left out of the car.
They said it was yours. I don't know. Like, maybe it just didn't lock properly or something. I was just in there. I was sitting in the back seat eating lunch. Did you lock the back seat?
They locked automatically.
Maybe they're stuck. You know, it's cold out. They get frozen sometimes. The little metal pins stick together inside the doors.
Okay.
But I'm sorry. I was just in there eating my lunch. That's all. I didn't mean any harm. I was just in there eating my lunch.
Okay.
I didn't spill anything. I didn't steal any of the change. I was just in there eating my lunch, just trying to get some privacy, and mall security is all up in my shit.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, do you accept my apology?
I do accept your apology.
Oh, thank you. You're so nice. You're so much nicer than this asshole here in the office.
Okay, well, thank you.
I don't know what his problem is, you know? Like, do you think I could get permission to just be in your car?
No, you cannot.
But why not? I wasn't doing anything wrong in there.
Sir, if you apologize, I accept your apology. I'm busy right now, and I accept your apology. Oh, anything else?
No. No, thank you so much. It's very nice of you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I'm sorry if I spilled anything on the seat. I don't think I did, though, because that's what they're saying. They're trying to say, well, you might spill your lunch on her seat, but I didn't. I'm not a slob.
He told him to call
me and apologize
because he was in my car eating lunch. He won't get off the phone. Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this Renee still?
Yes.
Okay. Were you tattling on me?
Okay. Well, you have a good day.
Okay. All right. You too.
Thank you.
You too. Thanks Bye-bye. So much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Wait. Can I? I wanted to keep her on for a little bit longer. Well, that was almost a Cardine call.
Hi, this is a Express Cecilia. How can I help you?
Is this Lily?
What?
Who's this? What name?
Celia?
Yeah, that's the one they said. I couldn't pronounce it. The mall office told me I needed to call and let you know of a small issue with your car out in the parking lot.
There's an issue with my car?
Well, it's just like, okay, so I'm the mall Santa this year. I'm down by the Dillard's.
Uh-huh.
They're disassembling the throne and everything today. I was out in the parking lot doing kind of we're just kind of doing like a thing with my, they got like a crane out there and they had my sleigh like flying around and I was in it like waving to all the kids and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I was throwing presents down at them and one of them hit your car.
What's the car look like?
I couldn't tell from up top. Just like a light colored one, right?
Do you know the color?
Light colored.
Light blue? Light green? Light what?
I don't know. I'm just calling to say that, oops, I threw, like, one of the presents landed on your car. It's just a present. Like, it's not like it even hurt it or anything.
Okay.
So.
Thanks.
Sorry about that. It's just, you know, we're just doing our thing. Just being Santa and having fun and acting crazy.
Yeah. That, 1 second. Right before. Hold on.
Wait, where are you going? What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
Why?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. It just seems weird. Like, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Okay, thank you for telling me that.
What was that all about?
What was what about?
Why are you being all sketchy?
I'm not being sketchy, sir. Thank you so much for calling me to tell me about my car.
You're being a little sketchy.
I'll have to check it out later. Goodbye.
Okay, I don't even think it left a mark, ma'am, so I don't know why you're being like that.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's totally fine. Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye. I got to try that one at least one more time, right? Flying around in my sleigh, throwing presents down. Unfortunately, the present was a bowling ball.
Forever 21, how can I help you?
Hey, who's this?
Jasmine.
Oh, hey, Jasmine. This is Santa. You know, I work down by the Dillard's.
This is who, sorry?
Santa. You know, Santa with the, you know, I'm playing Santa.
Yeah.
The mall, they gave me your information because there was a small issue with your car out in the parking lot.
What car in my parking lot? My car?
Yeah, did you drove here, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice you parked under those crane things that they had out there this morning?
No, I parked in the garage.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I mean.
I'm not sure I saw any green things.
Green things?
That's what I heard.
Yeah,
phone's like really, really bad.
Oh, no, it's fine. We were doing sleigh races in the garage.
Uh-huh.
Me and the elves. We're just basic. Like, look, I'm here until the 31st, and I have to be here, and we're basically just fucking around for the rest of the week. We were doing sleigh races and, like, kind of went, you know, we just kind of went into your car. We like, slid into your car.
You hit my car?
Well, just with a sleigh.
Is there damage to the car?
Not really, but, like, mall security saw us, and they were yelling at us and stuff, and they told us we had to call and apologize for being immature.
Was it a Chevy?
Yeah, the Chevy. We just, you know, one of the elves wiped out, because, like, I pushed him off the track.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the track was, you know, just the part you drive on between the parking spaces.
Okay, well,
and he spun
are
out.
You guys outside right now?
And he got, like, caught under your car for a minute, and he, like, had to grab the exhaust pipe and, like, pull himself out from underneath the car. You know, it's just good old-fashioned fun, basically, and the mall security is just being kind of a dick about it.
Are you guys outside?
No.
Right now?
No, I'm inside Claire's. I'm using their phone to call you, because my cell phone's dead.
Okay, well, I have to go look at the car, because that's not even my car. That's, like, my boyfriend's mom's car, and if there's damage, then I need to get, like...
No, there's no damage. There's no damage. It's fine. It's just, you know, we were just playing around, just goofing off and stuff. I mean,
we probably shouldn't do that. Well, there's cars parked outside.
Yeah, but what else are we going to do for the rest of the week? Because I'm here. It's not like anyone's taking photos with Santa anymore. Christmas is over.
Yeah, I understand that. But, yeah, like I said, this is not my car, so I just want to make sure there isn't any damage. Because I'm borrowing the car for the time being.
Yeah, his sleigh just went underneath it, and you know, he hit his head on the side of your car. But it didn't leave a mark or anything. It's fine.
Okay. Well, all right. I'm going to go look for it myself, and if I need any information, I'll just go downstairs and find you guys.
Okay, yeah, I'll be sitting on my throne. He told me I'm not allowed to leave my throne for the rest of the day.
Okay, thank you for calling then.
Being kind of a dick, to be honest.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's no problem at all. It's not a big deal if we sat inside the car, is it?
You sat inside of my car?
Well, I was... You know, we had, like, the first aid kit that's up there by the garage. Because he hit his head on your car, so we were just sitting in the car. And I was, you know, just dabbing his head with the bandage thing. The cloth.
How'd you get in the car? I thought I locked the car.
I don't know. He just opened the door. He like, I don't know. I didn't open it. He's the one that opened it.
Okay, but, well... Well, yeah, no, that's not okay. You could have just sat on the sidewalk. Like, you shouldn't just get into other people's random car.
But it's cold out, and he'd just been in an accident.
An accident you shouldn't have been in because you shouldn't have been doing that stuff. But whatever. All right. I appreciate you letting me know.
It's just
like I said, I'll go look at the car myself, and if there's any damage, then I'll come downstairs and talk to you guys.
It's just harmless horseplay, ma'am. It's not.
No, I understand, but again, you mall security is getting at you for a reason because you probably shouldn't be doing that at the mall.
Oh, they're just pissed
and,
at us.
Yeah, you did hit a car, so that's probably why they don't want you doing that, because they don't want you to damage other people's cars.
Yeah, but
so.
This was Slays. It's not like we hit it with another car. Like, they can, they're just plastic.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying you need to understand that no matter what it is, you can still cause damage to a car. You can cause damage to a car by just bumping it in with another door.
Yeah, or an elf's head, because that's what happened. He, like, bumped his head on it, then slid underneath.
And I understand, and I hope he's okay, but
oh, he's
that's
fine.
Not, that's your guys' responsibility for doing whatever it is that you were doing. But again, I appreciate the call. I'm going to go look at the car myself, and then if I need anything, I'll go find you downstairs.
I may have left the first aid kit in your back seat.
Okay, I'll go look.
Because we were hanging out back there.
Okay. All right, thanks for the call then.
For a little while. Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye. So, I'm enjoying car dings, don't get me wrong, but not as much as when we did the notes thing, and it's people looking to just get free insurance money and finding fake dings on their cars, and there's got to be a better place to do this, I guess is what I'm saying. Right? Because, like, I'm just calling a mall. Like, where else could we do this? Like, I don't know, like a university, maybe? Someplace where grouchy old people work, though. That's what we need. Like, what's a large building that a bunch of people are inside of? Like an office building, right? Some place where they have registered parking and people might somehow know who they are based on their license plate number or their parking sticker or whatever. What other places could we call to do the same thing at? We've got to figure this out to sort of bring back car dings for another year or two. Like, calling people in hotel rooms would work. If hotels would actually transfer you to rooms anymore. I know there are some that do, but it's a big old pain in the ass now.
Hi, this is Kenzie, Amy's Hallmark. Would you mind holding?
No, I guess not.
Thank you for holding. This is Abigail. How may I help you?
Hey, Abigail. This is the Santa here in the mall.
Okay.
We're going to be coming in there in a little bit. Like, you saw those little boxes of chocolates or whatever, right?
Like, do you mean the, like, Godiva boxes of chocolates?
Yes, those are the ones.
Yes, yes, so, we still have some of those.
Like, the lady that plays Mrs. Claus, which is my wife, she's wants to get some of those. And we're coming in together to buy them.
Okay.
And when she tries to pay for him, like, I don't even know how to put this. Like, she's put on a lot of weight lately.
Uh-huh.
When she tries to pay for the candies, can you just tell her, like, do you really need these? You're looking kind of fat, Mrs. Claus. You know, make a big act out of it, and we can all have a laugh. I just don't want my wife to eat any more candy. She's so big.
I'm sure we can get someone to say that.
Okay, which one of you will? Hey, I heard there was, like, the girl before. Did she say her name was Candy?
Her name is Kenzie.
Oh, darn it. I was going to say she could, like, be like, I'm an expert. My name's Candy.
I can see. Just one moment.
Yeah, just... Oh, don't put me on hold. Are you still there? Can you hear me? Am I just muted? I want to hear you tell someone.
Okay, I'm not sure that any of us are quite expertises on how to break that matter.
Oh, you don't have to be an expertise. Just tell her she's fat. Just be like, you don't need this candy, Mrs. Claus. Like, put it underneath the counter and take it away from her. Be like, you don't need this. You're fat.
I don't know if any of us are capable of saying that to someone.
No, it's cool. She's not the type that's going to leap over the counter and, you know, start a brawl or anything. Just Just tell her she's fat. That's all I need you to do is just tell my wife she's fat.
I feel like you have it down.
Yeah, but she won't listen to me because I'm her husband.
Well, if you're her husband, then she will take it with even more consideration because it's not a random stranger saying it.
No, she'll take it more. She'll be more embarrassed this way. Like, she doesn't care what I say anymore. Come on, just tell my wife she's fat, okay? That's all I need. We're going to be in there in just a little bit, so you just need to figure out how you're going to say it, break the news to her, and just brutal honesty is good for the soul, okay? Like,
okay.
She needs to hear this from someone.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, just when we come in there, we'll be in full costume. I'll be Santa, and she'll be Mrs. Claus. And you just need to just look her straight in the eye, like right in front of all the other customers. Say, no, you don't need this, Mrs. Claus. You're fat.
I'm not sure that those are the exact words that will happen, but...
What are you going to say? How are you going to say it?
You know, I'm not sure.
Oh, come on, just give it a shot.
I don't know. It just has to come naturally.
Can we have a brainstorming session between me and you and, what's her name, Candace or something?
Kenzie?
Yeah, same thing. Like, can you two have a brainstorming session while I listen real quick?
Yeah, I can hand the phone over to Kenzie and she might be able to brainstorm.
Okay, well, no, like, maybe you two can just brainstorm, but just, like, leave the phone right by yourselves so I can hear. Just real quick, just decide how you're going to tell someone that they're fat.
I don't think any of us are capable of doing that.
Well, no, you said a minute ago it's fine.
No, I didn't say it was fine.
Well, you said you'd do it, at least. You just said you'd be nice about it. I just want to hear how you're going to do it, because she's got to hear the truth.
Well, I think that what you're telling me, you can tell her.
She doesn't listen to me. I already explained that.
You can write it down in a card.
No, I've done all the hinting I can. I've done cards. I bought her, like, a, you know, memberships for Weight Watchers and the gym and all that. It doesn't work. Like, don't tell me how to run my marriage. You just need to tell Mrs. Claus she's fat.
I'm not a marriage counselor, so I'm not telling you how to run your marriage. I'm just saying that I don't think us are the best people to break that news.
Okay, put Candy on the phone.
Okay, here she is.
Hello, my name's Kenzie. How can I help you today?
Hey, so she was telling me that you're going to be the one to tell my wife that she's fat?
Unfortunately, I'm not comfortable doing that, and none of us in the store are.
So oh, no, she said you're definitely going to do it. So when she comes up to buy the candy, you need to take it away from her.
I'm sorry, I don't feel comfortable doing that. We are not comfortable commenting on someone's weight.
No, I'm giving you permission. I'm her husband, so I basically own her.
No, thank you.
But, hey, no, Abigail told me you were going to do it.
No, I will not.
No, she said you would, and now you have... I'm the mall Santa. You understand that, right?
Good for you.
Okay, well, that means, you know, you have to listen to me. So we're going to be there in about 15 minutes, and you just need to take the candy away from her.
All right, thank you. Say, bye-bye.
Be like, I'm sorry, Mrs. Claus. I liked Abigail better. She was so uncomfortable with the whole thing. That was an idea from the live show that I don't think I exactly did. That was from Dr. Mrs. the McNasty. Mrs. Claus has put on some weight. If you bring her in there, can they tell her? You don't want her to be mad at you, but it's getting out of hand. Great idea, Dr. Mrs. the McNasty. She had some good ones on that last show. Some good ideas. I need an apology gift for Mrs. Claus because she found out about the side chick. I should have done that one there, because that was the Hallmark store.
Hot topic.
Hey, this is the Santa down by the Dillard's.
This is what? I'm sorry.
This is Santa. I'm the one doing the photos over by the Dillard's, you know?
Okay.
I'm going to be coming up there in a minute, and I'm going to leave a present for you to hold on to for just a little bit. It's going to be like a wrapped gift.
But okay. But don't open it, okay? Is this going to be a problem?
We prefer not to do that.
No, it's cool. It's just going to be there for a little bit, and this guy Eddie, he's going to pick it up from you.
I'd prefer not to be responsible for something like that.
No, I just need you to write something down, okay?
You need me to what? I'm sorry.
I need you to write something down.
What's that?
Well, Eddie's going to come in, and he's going to say this phrase. He's going to say, chocolate candies are my favorite. And then you have to reply with, climate change affects all of us. And then just hand over the box, and he'll walk out without another word.
We're not going to hold it for you, man. It's not our responsibility.
No, I'm Santa here in the mall. It's just a present.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but that's not.
I'm not a ma'am.
We're going to do for
I'm
you.
I'm not a ma'am. I'm a sir.
I'm not calling you
okay,
a ma'am.
Okay. Well, you just said a ma'am, like you're trying to secretly insult me. No, this is Santa.
No,
I've been doing the photos all month here in the mall, over by the Dillard's. I'm just going to come up with a. It's just going to be a gift. That's all. It's just a present for my friend Eddie. But you can't tell him that I told you his name. Okay. I thought that was a great idea. Let's try that one again. Hello, is this Journeys?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hey, this is Santa down by the Dillard's.
Okay.
I'm going to be coming up here in just a minute with a box that I have to leave up there in your store. You know, just it's going to be a gift, like a gift-wrapped box with the bow on it.
Okay, and do you need us just to hold it, or...?
Yeah, like you're going to hold it for this guy named Eddie. Eddie's going to come in. He'll be wearing, a leather jacket, like a brown leather
gotcha.
Jacket. And he's kind of unshaven.
Gotcha, yeah, that'll be perfect. I'll be waiting.
Okay, but listen, he's going to say this phrase to you. He's going to say, chocolate okay. candies are the best candies. Okay?
He's gonna say that one more time. Please.
He's gonna say chocolate candies are the best candies.
Okay.
And then you reply, strange things are afoot at the Circle K. And then you just hand the box
Wait.
To him, and he's gonna walk
out. I reply with what? Yeah, sorry. Say that one more time, and I reply with what?
You reply, strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Okay, I gotcha.
So when he says the thing about chocolates, you just say strange things are afoot at the Circle K. And hand the box to him, and you guys just nod at each other, and he'll walk out without another word.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Yes.
All right, actually, give me one second. Let me write that down. I've got what they call short-term memory loss.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thank you so much. Yeah,
give me one second.
He'll just say the weird thing about chocolate candies or his favorite candies.
Gotcha.
Or he might say candy chocolate.
You said strange things are afoot?
Yep, at the Circle K. Holy shit, is that a kid in the background screaming?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Ah, fuck that little brat. You know, I'm dealing with that shit all month. Ugh.
It's been all day, man.
Ugh,
strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Yeah, that's perfect. Just say it just like that, and then hand him the box, and then just nod at him. Just give him a nod.
Sounds good. And whoever's bringing that up, I'll be the guy wearing a checkered fanny pack. So you'll see me when you walk in.
Okay, I'll be in the Santa suit. I'm still in my Santa
suit. Sounds good.
Suit.
I'll see you. Yep, I'll see you here in a little bit, all right?
Okay, thanks. Thanks, man. Thanks for being cool. I think I just arranged a drug deal. That was surprisingly easy. It only took me 2 calls to get a store to agree to it. I should have been like, the box is going to be ticking. Nothing to worry about. Nothing at all. It's completely normal. It's a clock for my grandpa. Oh, man. Okay, so I think I'm about done. I need to call the final boss. You guys probably noticed that the final boss is Claire's. All of my calls have been coming from Claire's today. So I need to change my number so I'm not calling from Claire's and give Claire's a call. And I got to think up some jab about their store closing down and see if they take it personally like they always do. Like they're trained to do, like deflect all comments about the store closing down with
Our store's never closing down.
Thank you for calling Claire's Junior Precinct Experts. This is Emily. How can I help you?
Hey, Emily. This is Santa. I mean, did someone call there just now as Santa? Like, they said they were Santa.
Yes.
That was you?
Wait.
That was you or
no,
someone else
no, no.
that works there?
Okay, somebody hacked our phone, and they keep calling people from this store number.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so... are you at another store in the mall, or are you just like?
Oh no, I'm over at K Jewelers, and someone just called us from your number, and they
That's
said,
so weird.
"Yeah, they said they're Santa Claus, and they had a box for me. They're gonna leave a box up in my store." And I'm like,
"Yeah,
no.
They've been calling people and saying that they like hit their car and stuff like that, but we don't know who it is. But yeah, that wasn't actually us.
Oh,
so I'm
okay.
Sorry about that.
That's so weird because like I saw the number coming from Claire's on my caller ID. I'm like. What? Claire's doesn't exist anymore. Like, Claire's went out of business a couple years ago.
Oh, but, well, we're still here, but yeah.
No, I mean, are you seriously? You're still here in the mall?
Yeah, we're on the top floor.
Oh, I thought all the Claire's went out of business.
No, we're here, but yeah.
Huh.
So that's really weird. I'm sorry about that.
Wait, is this part of the prank where you just say you're here, like you're still, Claire still exists?
Hold on 1 second. Can you... Hi, this is Victoria.
Hey, Victoria.
Hi. So we've already been informed. Someone is hacking our phone number. This is Claire's down the way here. No one's making outgoing calls from
okay,
here.
Okay, but yeah, I was just, I'm calling from K Jeweler. We got a call from your number, and it said Claire's on caller ID. I thought it was a prank right away, because I didn't think Claire's was still open. I thought Claire's went out of business.
Oh, we're still upstairs in the mall.
But didn't you go
we're not out of business,
didn't
but
go
it's definitely a prank call.
Didn't you go bankrupt or something?
I mean, I guess we did like 2 years ago or something,
oh,
but
okay.
Yeah, we're not out of business.
Cause I feel like I'm still being pranked that just someone expects
You're not. This
me to believe
the
that
store manager up here. So if you want to come chat about it, you can come up here.
Okay. Well, like, so Claire's really is still a thing. Like it hasn't.
Sir, if you work in the mall, you're also very busy. So I'm going to have to get off the phone. If you want to come talk about it, you can.
I'm not that busy. I'm at K Jewelers. We only get so many customers. It's not like we sell.
Yeah, but I'm super busy. So if you want to talk about it, you can come up here.
Are
you
super busy though? Because like it's Claire's. Like, aren't they pretty much dead all the time? Man, I almost fucked that up. I started to tell her I was Santa, but luckily I recovered from that one. That was a close one. So yeah, that's the end of today's calls. I hope you enjoyed them. Hopefully, I can salvage a few good calls from all of that, and we will think of a way to do some cardings in the near future that do not involve Santa Claus. If you have any ideas of places to call besides malls, let me know in the comments. I'm just thinking like a large building that somebody's in charge of where they have to park outside and they can't see outside very easily to see that their car is not dinged. I don't know, a church maybe? No, people aren't going to pick up their phone in church. What am I thinking? All right, here's some voicemails.
Hey, RBCP, it's Dr. Mrs. McNasty again.
Hey,
I'm in
Dr.
Vancouver, BC.
Mrs.
I was just
whatever.
Listening to an archived episode. It's the January 25th one from 2014. And you were just saying, oh, God damn it, alarm. You were just saying how much you love Heath Ledger and you couldn't wait to see The Dark Knight in theater and you couldn't wait to see what he does later. So
oh, yeah.
I think you jinxed him. The Dark Knight was the one with the mass shooting, wasn't it? Also, here's my social insurance number.
I don't remember. Oh, the voicemail cut off before I could get her social insurance number. Damn it. I don't really give a shit about Heath Ledger. I can't remember what I was saying. But I'm sure I was kidding about what he's going to do next. Because he had to have been dead at that point, right? Didn't he die like 10 years earlier? I was just kidding. I was just joshing. I know there's going to be no more from that guy.
Hey, Brad. What's up? It's Punk Queen again.
Hey.
I just wanted to ask you. I saw on Twitter that... you went to go see Oakley Doakley. I have a quick question. Did you mosh to Oakley Doakley? Also,
I did
do
not.
You like punk rock or any other like metal bands? I know you said you're into rock. I know, listen to some old shows.
Back in my younger days, you know. I don't know. I like a lot of music. But no, I was not moshing. I was sitting at a table with MC Lars and some other people.
Yeah, again, this is Punk Queen. I'm calling from Georgia, middle Georgia. And I'll let you know that I still love the show. And I'm absolutely surprised that my voicemail went on the air. So... love you so much, Brad. Love the show. Also, please make another Hang Up the Phone show, please.
Okay.
All right, I love you guys. Goodbye.
I'll do it. Yeah, I play all the voicemails on the show. You don't need to feel special. I'm not doing you any favors, motherfucker.
Hey, Brad, this is Jacob calling from East of the Rockies.
Hey, Jacob.
I just wanted to say, ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
It's how, how, how.
I'm loving all the Santa Claus calls and shit. I've been listening to the ones from last year over and over again. And I just really wanted to say thanks, man. You brighten up my day every single day.
Thanks,
and,
Jacob.
Go fuck yourself. Hang up the phone.
You can't tell me to go fuck myself. This ain't the Dick Show. That's not how you end voicemails around here.
Hey, Brad. It's Justin from Maryland.
Hey.
Just finished the Solar Freaking Roadways episode, and I just had to leave a comment that I always think it's hilarious when you call these older people, and they go out of their way to tell you how long they've been alive, and, you know, I know more than you ever will, you dummy, and all this stuff, and yet they somehow...
That's one of the bingo squares at worldofprankcalls.com/bingo, is if an old person tells you their age for no apparent reason, you get a bingo square.
Can't figure out that someone's not going to come onto their property and replace their driveway with solar panels. You know, they're so smart, but they can't figure out that they're being pranked, and they've been on the phone for 20 minutes.
Stupid people.
Also, just a quick note, if you do any more of those calls in the future... it might make it seem more likely if you say the word correctly. It's hexagonal.
Shut up.
Not hexagonal.
Yeah.
So say hexagonal.
I was saying hexagontal, wasn't I? With a T in there.
That might make it a little more.
I was saying it extra wrong. Hexagonal. I got to remember that one. I've heard that word before. Sometimes my brain just doesn't work. I don't know why.
Hello, hello, Brad.
Hello.
This is Riley Hannon from British Columbia, Canada.
Hey.
I'm listening to episode 600. It's pretty funny. Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
And I hope you continue making snowplow shows until you pass away. Bye.
Wow, until I pass away. That's great. You're already thinking about my death. Thanks a lot.
Hey, it's Andrew in St. Louis. I just discovered your channel, and you're funny as fuck.
Thanks.
You so much for snapping me out of my depression and making me laugh.
You're welcome.
All right, keep having fun. Peace.
Hi, Brad. It's Gloria.
Gloria.
I had the wackiest idea. I heard my neighbor say that she got a weird call from the HOA. We have really mean HOA people. And the HOA told her to take down her...
Ha ha, you live in an HOA area.
Because it was too distracting. But I had this idea, I'm like, why don't you call up people and say, your next door neighbor has converted to Judaism, and they find your thing, your decorations distracting.
Okay.
You need to take them down, or you're going to not be in compliance with the disability.
Oh shit, your message is cutting out. I'm going to use that as my excuse to cut off your voicemail and not play the entire 1 minute and 8 seconds of it. Thanks for calling, Gloria.
Brad. No, it's not that one guy. It's Butthole Winker. Did I fool you?
I was so fooled.
Hey, buddy. Anyway, hey, a couple things. I just wanted to say, whatever happened to that one weatherman guy that used to always leave messages, and he's like, hey, tonight it's going to be like 40 degrees out, and it's going to rain and snow, and then...
He didn't leave messages. That's Frankie McDonald. YouTube.com/dogsandwolves.
I have a tornado.
He still does that all the time.
Who was that guy? Bring him back, will you?
Okay.
He's really funny. And hey, real quick, you got me hooked on that another prank call show. Man, I have been binging retroactive freeloading episodes, and in addition to you, so you two are my favorite go-to now for prank calls.
Aww.
And anyway, tell him Butthole Winker 34 gives him 4 butthole winks.
You should leave him a message.
Up, whatever.
On his own show.
Okay, I'll get off the line before you start getting huffy puffy. Bye.
Yeah, I was about to. I ain't Richard's goddamn secretary. Go leave a voicemail over there on his show, anotherprankcallshow.com. I think he has a voicemail, maybe, I don't know. It's a pretty great show, though. I listened to all of it. And if you want to hear some more Frankie McDonald, here's a little bit of him.
This is Frankie McDonald, my own team station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Major winter storms headed towards Thunder Bay, Ontario on Sunday, December 29th, 2019. It's going to bring up to 15 to 20 or more centimeters of snow.
Holy shit.
It's going to bring a lot of snow.
Holy
in
crap.
Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Stay away from
it's
the beaches.
30 centimeters of snow possible. It's going to bring a lot of snow. Winds are going to be very strong in Thunder Bay, Ontario, surrounding areas as well. It's going to bring a lot of snow.
Okay. Thanks, Frankie. That's enough of that. That's 2.5 minutes long. I can't listen to all of that. Let's see. I'm just playing old messages today. I don't know how far up I'm going to go for these.
Hi, Brad. Matt the manager here.
Hey, Matt the manager.
I hate it when I come up with a... possibly good idea. Let's be honest. No ideas presented on the voicemails are good.
I know. Why are you doing it? You know
an
this.
An idea that was too late. You just had the 600th episode. I was listening to it and listening to it just after listening to the Distorted View show.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been a wonderful time to have my 600th talent episode and get fucking Tim on your damn show for once. It would have been amazing.
Well, yeah, yeah. What
eventually
the hell,
get
Tim?
That fat fuck on your episode, on one of your
get on my show,
right,
Tim.
Have a great day, Brad. Bye.
Me and him have talked about that. We've talked about getting together, making some prank calls, and me turning that into a show. We've also talked about doing some other stuff together, show stuff. And he's mentioned that on his own show on one of the first voicemail shows, I think. So, yeah, hopefully one of these years, me and Tim will get our shit together and do some kind of show stuff that's not just us taking calls on the air like we did on Hang Up the Phone. Until then, though, you should just listen to my show and Tim's show simultaneously. Play them both at the exact same time. Maybe put one in one ear, one in the other ear. DistortedView.com. That's where you can find Tim. Play our shows together. I bet you that's hilarious.
Hello, Roy. This is Mr. Biggs.
Hey, Mr. Biggs.
What was that secret that you told me in confidence? I can't remember, but being that I'm Mr. Biggs, you can tell me on the air. Catch you later, cactus.
I don't know about this. I'm kind of feeling like this could be some sort of a trick or a test or something. Mr. Biggs is just testing me to see if I'll really do it. I think I probably shouldn't. I'm not going to do it. Did I pass the test, Mr. Biggs?
Hey, Brad. Hopefully. Gordon Bombay.
Hey, Gordon.
You're being kind of a dick face to all the voicemail people.
Yeah.
That show. What the hell, man?
It happens when I drink. Sorry.
People love you. They call you. They pay your Patreon. And you're just kind of being a big dumb retard.
Yeah,
so
that's
me.
You're
not having a bad week or
no,
something.
No, I was having a good night.
All right,
that's
we
what
love
it was.
You, bye.
Whenever I'm extra mean in the voicemails, you just know I'm having a good night. And also, it's just, you know, every once in a while, I gotta knock the voicemail levers down a couple pegs and tell them to stop leaving 2.5 minute long voicemails, because that sucks when people leave really long voicemails like this guy. I'm not even gonna play this one. 2.5 minutes? Oh, holy shit, he left 2 voicemails, which are each 2.5 minutes. You know what? I'm gonna play the first 30 seconds of the first voicemail, and then I'm gonna delete the other one. That's how I'm going to take care of this.
Hey, Brad. Thanks for featuring my drawing. This is Hoff. You featured my drawing on episode 599.
Holy
and,
crap. You're welcome.
You used only like 1 year to get it on the show, but thank you anyways.
Oh, I know
and,
which one you
I
mean.
I think it's kind of cool that you watch Thunderfoot on YouTube, because I watch that guy as well.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
But anyways.
Gotta love Thunderfoot.
What I wanted to call you about is, I think you should, or ages ago, you used to call up like Domino's Pizza and shit, and you called them as the IT guy, and you said you had a problem with the IT system, and you needed numbers mm-hmm. and stuff like that, but you stopped yep. doing that. You stopped calling to get numbers, like, internally. And I'm
yeah.
wondering, is that because of the FBI thing?
Yeah, I stopped doing that right around the end of 2016 for some reason or another.
A few years ago? Or what's the deal with that?
Yeah, that was completely because of the FBI thing. I always felt like I should probably stop doing that anyway at the time, because it seemed like a bad idea. I don't know if that's exactly illegal, but it probably is in some way, I think. I don't know for sure. I'll probably be a little, you know, not get too crazy again in the future. And start logging into computer systems from my home like a big dummy. Or from anywhere. I'm not going to log into computer systems from anywhere. But yeah, I do miss those. Those were a lot of fun. That was a good 5 or 6 years straight of doing those things. I think it started out with Walgreens photographs, calling up about people's photos. And then it turned into Domino's Pizza. And then it just turned into everything. Sears and mail order companies and Abras and hover rounds and everything you can imagine. We got customer info on. Those were really fun times. All right, I've deleted your voicemails. Don't leave 2.5 minute long voicemails. I played almost a minute of yours. You're welcome for that. We're going to play one last voicemail. It's from Big Moist.
Brad, Big Moist. It's almost Christmas time. Merry Christmas. Hope
hey.
You have a good one. Can I have a sticker, please? Can you send me a sticker?
Yeah,
for
yeah. I'm going
to
do that
show.
When you ask in the voicemail. Just send me an email, show@snowplowshow.com. And ask me nicely for a sticker, and maybe I'll send you a sticker. It's all you have to do.
Navi guy's voicemail just irritated you so much because you were upset about a shitty connection. and you kind of ended up, like, kicking it out on, like, the rest of the voicemails afterwards. You were just, like, so annoyed at the bad connection. That was great. Hilarious. Yeah. But you're right, though.
But his last voicemail was a really good connection. So me complaining a bunch about his voicemail on the air made him do something that made his connection better. So, see, it's all for the greater good when I yell at you people for things.
Just so you know, I didn't expect you laughing, well, fake laughing so much, and then it turns into a cry when you were Santa and you called that store.
Yeah, I didn't expect that either.
It was so unexpected, because you're just like, oh.
That was real crying, by the way.
What am I doing with my life? Okay,
nice reenactment.
That was like the funniest shit ever, dude. Please do that again if you don't know what else to say, because I don't know why. That was just great. I loved it.
Aw.
Anyways, that's it, Brad. Yeah. Hope you have a good day and a good year, and Big Moist away!
Bye, Big Moist. I can't remember if Big Moist listens to Distorted View or The Dick Show. Seems like there's a lot of crossover between those three shows, and I know I hear Big Moist on one of those shows, and I think I get him confused with Great Big Pete, because they both have Big in their names, and they're both on other shows that I listen to. It's always kind of cool to hear them calling in on other shows. I've got more voicemails, but I'm not going to play them. I'm tired of voicemails. I'm happy to report, though, that most of them, it looks like, are under a minute long. I only see one that's a minute and a half. So, yay for that. All right, thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for leaving your voicemails. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, Omni and Dirty Syringe, Fun Society Arcade, Christine and Chris J. If you'd like to support the show, I would really appreciate it. You can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/support. It's only $5 a month to get the extra show every month. I mean, every week. That's really confusing. It's a monthly charge, but you get a weekly show. It's kind of like the opposite of Rent-A-Center. You know, they always trick you by saying, oh, it's just $20 a week for 12 months, and you think it's going to be a monthly charge, even though they said week right there, except with me, it's the opposite way. You're getting extra stuff. I don't know if I'm making any sense, but yeah, it's a really good deal. It's totally not a scam like Rent-A-Center is. Please support the show. Remember, listen to Daisy's show from last night. I put the links in the show notes. I mean, what I really want you to listen to is the one from Monday, because that's the one I put more effort into and I was on more. And that's what's really important. More me, right? But that old man that called in on today's intro on the beginning of the show, if you want to hear more of him, he was, well, I don't know, like, why am I telling you to listen to more of him? He was super irritating. I got so sick of him. I pretty much just yelled at him for the last 2 minutes he was on until Daisy hung up on him. He was super boring. So yeah, go listen to that. It's in the show notes. Super boring old man. And I will see you all next time. Bye.
We just tuned into the Snowplow Show. Yes. That's when we realize that we're in luck. We can't wait till the prank calls begin. When Brad makes landlords angry, we're listening to the Snowplow Show. When psycho complainers get accused, we're listening to the Snowplow Show. Meanwhile, Brad is drinking Four Locos Cactus. We'll convert rooms into pools, and we'll get dog shit in our hair, and we'll install cameras in cacti and spy on the town of Paradise Valley. We'll call up HOAs, and I know that we'll laugh, and we'll give snake eyes to those who don't. And that's my life on PLA. Well, that's just life on PLA. That's just life on PLA. Cactus. And that's just life on PLA. Cactus. We'll tear off people's ruffs. Cactus. We'll harass some more Santas. Cactus. We'll kill some people's lawns. Cactus. We'll flush coffee beans down the toilet.
Ma'am?
Cactus. This one goes out to Michelle's tweets on Twitter. Cactus. This one's for Sensei Doug. Cactus. We also listen to Hobo Sos. Hell yeah. Cactus. Hang up the phone. Cactus. PLA people, phone losers of America. Cactus. PLA people.
down losers of America. Cacti LA people, but we're not desperate hobos. Cacti LA people, for losers of America. Cacti LA people, but we're not desperate hobos. Cacti LA people, for losers of America. Cacti LA people, P LA people.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.